Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to another Toner Sculpt podcast. It is your girl, Chrissy Chella, and I hope that you are learning and taking in something positive away from our discussions. Today, I am here with health and fitness YouTuber Natasha Ossian, and I am buzzing. I love this woman so, so much. She actively promotes living healthy and enjoyable nutrition lifestyle to her audience. Natasha is an advocate for positivity and doing what makes you happy through balance, moderation, and consistency. This episode, we will be answering such a popular question, and that is, why am I not seeing the results I should be seeing? So without further ado, let's get into this podcast. All right, guys, I have a very special guest. She is not only such an inspiration to me, the girl has so much knowledge up in that noggin, it's unbelievable, but she's also a very close friend of mine that I trust with, honestly, my entire life. I speak freely to her, openly, and you're just incredible. I have today Natasha Ossian.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So today's topic, we're going to talk about why is it someone may not be seeing the changes that they want to be seeing, whether that's physical, whether that's mental. We'll touch a little bit on both. Mm-hmm. So let's say, you know, I'm a client, or I've been going to the gym for a very long time. I feel like I've been training well, training hard, and I've been eating right, but I'm not seeing the results I want to be seeing. Mm. So what is it that you think that could be and the reason why?
So I think the goal is the one to keep in mind. So for most of us, it's probably going to be like, we're not seeing changes in fat loss, or we're not seeing changes in muscle growth, or we're not seeing changes in like strength. Mm-hmm. I guess we could go into talking about like performance, but that's more sports based, a little bit more technical. There's also a psychological element of it as well, so it's probably not worth delving into that because I doubt
it's
most
a bit
of us
too intense.
Yeah, most of us are probably not quite at that stage. I think in order to answer your question, it's probably best to focus on like the actual, like the goal that you're not seeing improvements in. So whether it be fat loss, muscle building, strength. Which one do you want to start with?
So I feel like sometimes what happens is with people and their fitness journey, they may not have a set goal in mind. Mm. So let's say, you know, you're kind of just following an Instagram video or you're kind of following a diet you've seen on any crazy magazine out there.
Yeah.
And you're not seeing the results you want to be seeing. I feel it's because you don't have that set goal clear in mind. What is it, that goal that you want to achieve? Why is it you want to achieve that? And that should almost be your starting position to how you're going to make that goal happen, right?
Yeah, so if you're just like training just for the sake of training without really knowing what you're doing, then it would be quite weird to say I'm not seeing any improvements, because then you don't know what you're trying to improve in. So I think then once you've got past that goal, then it's easier to figure out why you're not seeing improvements in like the main three areas, I'd say.
And for example, let's say I come to you and I go, Oh, you know, Natasha, I really want to gain muscle, my legs, but I want a tiny waist and I want toned arms and I want this and I want that. And it happens to the best of us because we see society and society has like this ideal image and it's just like big, big legs, juicy booty, tiny waist, this, that. And it's just like when even my clients come to me, I'm like, no, like you need to stop. You're built a different way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you're going to look the way that you want to look because you are built differently. And it's time to accept that the goal isn't necessarily to look the way other people look, but it's, you know, how you feel, where your lifestyle is going, where mm-hmm. your health is going. Are you active? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling proud of yourself? But my main question is, can you, you know, gain muscle in certain areas and lose fat in other areas? I know the answer. But you know,
you can gain muscle. I mean, technically yes, you can, but if you're talking about spot fat reduction, mm-hmm. no, not really. We're all genetically predisposed to losing fat in certain areas. That's just where we store fat. Mm-hmm. Even differences among like female and males. So it's quite hard to be like, I want to lose fat in this area, but not in this area. In those cases, like there, you have to be realistic with a client and be like, mm-hmm. that's not going to happen. Unless you have like a dramatic shift in overall body fat, which you can do. But yeah, you can't really keep fat in certain areas.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, it would be so good.
I'd like to keep all the fat on my tits and my
just
ass.
Like rub it upwards up to my ass. And then
yeah. Oh, lovely. On my eyes. Oh, Natasha, don't worry. You want your fat to be stored, love.
And then, what was I saying? Oh,
the muscle build.
Oh, and then the muscle build. I think you can be more specific with where you mm-hmm. want to build muscle. But then you have to be aware of, so then it comes to like where you have like issues with, like you feel like you're not putting on enough muscle in certain areas. So if you're really training smart, then you can make a significant difference to your muscle mass in certain areas. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some people are genetically lucky, blessed, let's say, if they are able to significantly gain size in other areas. And I think it also comes down to like just your body structure. Like some of us are just more prone to using our glutes doing certain exercises mm-hmm. than others. Like if I look at Mario, the guy doesn't do anything. He's got like the biggest ass ever. And then for me, it takes a lot of like dedicated work mm-hmm. just to train my glutes. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to know like where like those differences are, I guess.
Yeah.
But there is quite a lot of stuff you can do. Like even for me, that's definitely like glutes is definitely an area that I struggle with. Mm-hmm. And I could be like, I'm not seeing any progress. But like you were with Brett Contreras, right?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of us miss the opportunity to train certain areas effectively. So we just say like, oh, I've been doing hip thrust and the donkey kicks and whatever, but I'm not seeing any progress. And actually sometimes there's so much more that you could be training, different styles and ways you could be training mm-hmm. And like different rep range. Like let's say you've been training your glutes for ages. When was the last time you did a set of like 30 reps?
Yeah.
Like there's loads of different ways that you could be training
variety.
Things in different angles, etc., where actually you could probably be making a much bigger difference than you're mm-hmm. not seeing. And sometimes it comes down to like mind-muscle connection. Again, like for some of us, just because of the way that we've always walked or we've always stood or however, we just struggle with mind-muscle connection. So then you have to take it right back to the start and kind of start again and start working and like figuring out exactly how to use your glutes properly, because some of us just don't know how to use them. Like,
no, it's completely right, because when I did go and see Brett, it's so funny because what I tend to do and what I love doing is just before bedtime, I just like to read something, just something new, because every day is a learning day, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't need to shout it from the rooftop. I just need to know it and I need to utilize it in ways that will be better for me and would be better for the viewers and consumers out there. And when I went and saw him, the things he taught me, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's his speciality,
how,
isn't it?
How did I miss this one little foot placement, or I've been analyzing this guy for such a long time and I still missed it? And it's just like, It's the beauty in learning about something and educating yourself is that you will always find something new to adapt to your knowledge, right? Yeah. And he was teaching me things that I didn't.
Did you take notes?
Oh my God. Do you know what someone said to me, right? They go, Brett breathes, Chrissy, wow. I was like, fuck off, that's so true, fuck's sake. I was like, yep, that the accuracy is there. But also when it comes to, like, I feel when you're not seeing any results, I always say to people, reassess what you're doing. So like you said, are you trying out maybe 30 reps of hip thrust, or are you just completely ignoring that because you're stuck in this set routine? And as well as having a routine is key, because you know you need to progress, you need to be consistent. But I just feel like doing the same thing over and over and over again, how do you expect to see results and change?
You definitely have to periodize, because there's like a curve where you can keep progressing up to a certain point, and sometimes you need to take that like step back and challenge yourself in how you're training, just to avoid overtraining and actually taking like a step back. Usually you see that mostly in like strength exercises or power exercises or just performance, where you can't be doing the same thing all the time. Not even like the same thing in terms of the style of training that you're doing, like not even hypertrophy, but you also need to be implementing lots of different styles as well, because you use your glutes when you're sprinting, but most people won't sprint, right? Like they won't do a heel sprint because you don't think of that as like building muscle. It's not you're not necessarily going to get bigger glutes, but it helps fire your fast switch muscle fibers, so things like that are really important as well.
No, I agree with you completely, and it's just like compound movements are key. You know, I always say I think compound movements should be implemented in your workout routine without a fail, because it's just, you're just working your entire body, I feel. And it's, and then, but at the same time, those isolations, those pumpers, those burners, they're going to hit you in ways that, you know, your glutes or, I don't know why we keep referring back to glutes, but I guess glutes is the topic of discussion. But it's, you're going to fire up the glutes in areas that you've never thought of doing before, such as maybe adding a band and doing a 3-minute burner at the end, or making sure that you are activating properly. And I remember once, actually, we was at the gym, it was me and you and a couple of other girls, and I said to you, oh Natasha, I really find it difficult to fire up my glutes at my workout. I don't know if you remember, and you go, if you lie down and you lift your glute and then you lift your leg, then you will feel it more. I don't think you remember.
I don't think I remember. Was that the time?
Oh my God, who do you think you are not remembering me?
I was like, who is this girl?
Who is Chrissy Keller?
Was that...
is it Sheila?
Sheila.
Sheila? I know, it's Chella. But yeah,
I
just like...
remember. I do remember you training glutes though.
But no, you was like... when you lay down, and then like you just teaching me a new routine that I've never implemented before, and it's made a difference till now, and I learned something new.
Well, I'll take credit on that.
Yeah, 100%. You should. You transformed my glutes completely. But that's the thing, and like if you're not seeing results, you've got to ask yourself, like, are you trying new things? That doesn't mean every single time you go to the gym it needs to be something completely new and different, and you just find a random exercise on Instagram from your Instagram influencer and you're like, yeah, definitely gonna do that today, and then tomorrow do this. It just means stick to the routine you have, but maybe try a pumper, a finisher, add in a band, maybe doing 30 reps as opposed to doing just 12 reps.
Or even doing strength stuff.
Exactly. Because you do a lot of, would you classify as calisthenics?
Calisthenics, yeah. I mean,
is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I, at least I thought that's how you pronounced it, but it's not all good. Do you know what? Quite a few people say that though, honestly. But I maybe I'm saying it wrong. Calisthenics. Yeah, I do quite a lot of calisthenics. I do a lot. Do you know what? I just do a mix of everything.
You do.
I just do. I don't put anything off the tape. Is that the word? I'm really bad at idioms, but.
Is that what they're
called? I don't take.
Yeah, everyone's like, going to be listening to this like,
what are these two fucking girls on about? Like, what are they talking about? Well, I've come to this podcast.
Yeah, but you've got the excuse that you're jet lagged. I've got no excuse.
Yeah, I know. You guys, I flew back from LA and your girl is like hanging out of her ass, but it's fine. It's cool. But Natasha has a very unique way of training. If you guys haven't seen her stuff, make sure that you do. But
let's call it all inclusive.
It is very all inclusive. you literally target everything from resistance to, you know, body weight to just using resistance bands, and you know, you do the whole shebang, and I love that because it reflects in the way that you look as well. And you know, your before and afters are incredible.
Thanks.
And you know, that's obviously taken a long time to achieve. Let's not get it twisted. You will not just, you know, get a chiseled six pack in 4 weeks time. And if a product is telling you that you can, send them our way so we can
slate it.
But yeah, literally. But it takes time, consistency and effort. And the thing is, going back to what I was saying with Natasha's style of training, is that she's not afraid to try new things. So maybe the reason you are not seeing the results that you want to be seeing in your physical appearance is because potentially you are stuck in this routine and you are not open to the fact to try new things. And actually, I started incorporating much more body weight training because, believe it or not, even though I can squat 100 kg,
go,
a pull-up is impossible for me. I find it so challenging. And I realized at that point that I need to kind of do a mixture of both because, well, you have nothing to lose. You have only everything
probably
to gain.
Probably make you stronger in your squats as well, yeah. Mm. I think everything plays a part. I guess the other way you could look at it also, though, from a like biochemical perspective in terms of like adapting to training stimuli, if you look at fat loss, so some people will be like, oh, I'm on a fat loss journey and now I'm not seeing any progress. I've also seen that happen quite a few times.
Yes,
I don't know if you
same,
have clients
same.
That see that. And I think it is actually a massive topic which I could talk about for hours because I find it so interesting. There's so much research in it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
For me, the biggest, I guess, misconception is that we always look at things as being like calories in versus calories out, and it's quite like
deficits.
Yeah, and it's quite like, but it also it's quite like a static model in the sense that TDE, which is our total daily energy expenditure, is not an independent variable. So it's based on your past like net energy balance. So we might have a TDE today.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we're saying, okay, well, I want to lose fat. I'm going to cut like 800 calories. What you decide to cut your calories on today will affect your TDE tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we are just, we're so adaptable. Our body wants to stay healthy. It doesn't, the concept of like losing fat to look a certain way doesn't exist for our bodies. Like our bodies just want to.
They don't know what a mirror is.
They don't know what it is. They're just like, okay, shit, like, and okay, now I need to put myself into some, I need to adapt somehow to try and conserve as many calories as possible. So what you thought might have been an 800 calorie deficit after a week might end up being a 600 calorie deficit, because the components that make up TDE, which are basal metabolic rate, Do you want me to go into the detail
go
of
into
them?
It, yeah.
So basal metabolic rate is the energy that you burn at complete rest,
yeah,
based on your weight, age, gender, how much muscle you have, etc. Plus your thermic effect of food, which is the amount of energy that you burn when you digest, plus your physical activity, which is the amount of energy that you burn through like a structured physical activity workout, so like an actual workout session, plus, and this is the last one, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is just the energy that you burn.
Neat.
Yeah, just the energy that you burn. Like me, I'm swinging around on the chair. I fiddle
you're
around
burning
the stand.
You're burning
fidget,
calories.
You decide, yeah, you decide to take the stairs, you decide to walk. All of these things are affected by your energy balance.
Mm-hmm.
And your body's really smart at adapting all of those things if it comes into it to try and maintain some kind of normal like set point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you try and reduce your calories, and this is, I often see this with people that lose fat, not under my watch, but mm-hmm. for people who have just decided to lose fat. And to be honest, like I did it myself as well. I was like, okay, well, average female eats 2000 calories. Great. I'm just going to drop 500 calories.
Yeah.
And as a beginner, that works. Like your body's
of
just
course.
Like, it starts, it does, it
you're
starts
under
to
starvation
lose fat until you hit the point where your body has fully adapted and it is now needs 1,500 calories to maintain it. It's not going to lose any more fat. And what happens is all of those processes adapt. So your BMR will decrease because you weigh less.
Mm-hmm.
But also, but also there are studies that show that it can actually decrease over 20, like even more, like to 20% lower, despite changes in like lean body mass. So even though, so you might think of it as just being like a normal trend, but your metabolism can drop even further than that,
yeah,
if it suspects that it just needs to conserve energy. Then your thermic effect of food decreases because you're not eating as much, so you don't need as much energy during digestion.
Yeah, to digest the food down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then often people that massively restrict have issues with digestion because mm-hmm. they're just not eating properly. So then it creates that whole like in like feeling bad around food because you're like, well, everything I eat I respond badly to, everything I eat I just bloat,
I get
straight
bloated,
away,
yeah,
and it gets like it gets in their head and they think it's fat gain and so they reduce even more and then that whole vicious
cycle starts, it's a bad cycle.
Exactly. Physical activity drops as well, A, because you weigh less, and two, because you might have lost strength, so
energy,
anything you do you just can't fuel your workouts. And even they've even done studies where if you add on, so let's say this is like a massive reduction, but let's say I was 60 kilos, I dropped to 50 kilos, and then I'm like, oh, I know that physical activity drops, so why don't I just put a 10 kilo weight vest? Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't restore the amount of energy that you burn in physical activity because it needs to come from within. Like your
yeah.
body will just burn more if it has more muscle.
And it's just not a sustainable way
yeah.
to look at physical change, because the way I see it is, if you're going to reduce those calories completely, you're going to put your body into this shock system, I feel.
Exactly.
Your body's not used to eating that little calories. And yeah, sure, at the beginning you'll see results. Why wouldn't you? You're in a deficit, clearly. But at the same time, you could end up piling it back on.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, because your body goes into starvation mode. And the thing is, if you keep it at like really, really low calories, then also like really important functions start to get knocked off. So you might lose your period.
Yeah.
You might, your
that
immune
a lot of,
system suffers.
Yeah, a lot digestion. Of, is it a lot of bikini body competitors lose their periods completely. Their menstrual cycles are all over the
place. Yeah, because it's not important to survive. All
no.
you need is that your heart functions, vital organs functions, mm-hmm. liver, kidney, brain. So it doesn't care if you can't have a kid, like you just need to survive.
Yeah.
And that's it. So mm-hmm. it's really important if you are on a fat loss journey to try and maintain as much muscle mass, which is why I don't end up, if I'm ever doing fat loss for myself, or even when I've done like fat loss programs, I will always keep in a lot of resistance training.
Of course.
A lot of resistance training.
I think it's key.
Yeah, 100%.
I really do. And that's another thing, guys. Like if you are struggling to see the results that you want to be seeing, one thing I think me and Natasha can really let you know now is the worst thing you can do is completely cut out resistance training and just focus
so
solely on cardio, which a lot of people do. And of course, if you like cardio and you don't want a resistance training, it's completely up to you. But if you enjoy resistance training but you are prioritizing cardio, that is not what you need to be doing, because you burn more calories when you're resistance training anyway, I find.
Yeah, but also if you go back to TDE or even your basal metabolic rate, like, I think when we talk about fat loss, a lot of people associate it with weight loss. So they're like, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight. What they actually want is to lose fat. You don't want to lose muscle. No one wants to lose muscle. Like, you want it because at the end of the day, well, maybe they do, but at the end of the day, when I ask most people what their goal is to look toned, lean, not have much fat, which is fine, but you have to make sure that you're prioritizing not losing, like, muscle. So actually your weight might not change that much.
Especially on the scales.
Yeah, on the scales, if you look at it, your body might have really drastically changed, might have dropped a dress size, but your weight might have stayed
the exact same.
Yeah. Not have dropped that much.
Yeah, that's why scales are not something that you should be analysing and focusing on when it comes to physical change. Because, you know, like I've always said, the scales have this magic way of really making you feel shit about yourself. They tell you this number and you're like, great, it's a number. Is this how I honestly... do I look like I'm 200 pounds, or is it 200 pound muscle? I don't fucking know. It's just giving me a number. 200 pounds is a lot, but I'm just...
Chrissy, if you weigh 200 pounds, kudos to you.
Oh, a lot of muscle mass there. But it's just like, you know, let's push the physical changes aside. How are you feeling? How is it that you are performing? How is it you're sleeping? How is it that your digestion system and your organs are responding to the diet, the wholesome nutritional diet that you now have? That's what change needs to be assessed on. The physical will just happen, I feel. And for such a long time, I was training for physical change.
I think a lot of us start off doing that. It's just one of those things. You kind of hit like your early 20s, you're like, okay, cool, I've done all my drinking, let's set a new goal.
And I want to be this empowered woman that has a six pack constantly, like Mel. Mel constantly has a bloody six pack. It's one of those things where I know you guys have clicked on this to find answers to why you're not seeing physical changes. And the truth is, you will. But just give yourself a bit of time. Be kind to yourself and the process that you are in. Be kind to your ability. And the fact that you're even on this fitness journey, there's a reason it's called a journey. You know, it's...
I think we're always, like, looking forward to the end part, and actually what's to be enjoyed is the journey.
Exactly.
Like, for me, I'm kind of weird, because in my family, like, my family love to train to perform. So if they're, like, rugby players or whatever, like, they train, but they do it because in the end they're going to be performing. For me, I just love training. Like, I don't really care that much about the end goal. I personally feel really uncomfortable performing. And that sounds weird because I film some of my stuff, but there's literally just Mario filming. So it's not... But
it's like, not if people just...
Put me in front of the crowd, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Couldn't do it with a musical instrument. I just don't enjoy it. But I love the training aspect. And I think it's just a... Like, if you enjoy the journey, it just makes it so much more...
Fun.
Like, fun. And you end up progressing more in that way, because you can be more in tune with, okay, like, how am I feeling? And I feel like people assume or think that every session you do has to be a great session.
Yeah, fuck no.
If you ask most, even top athletes, elite athletes, 50% of the time, they'll say they've had a good session. The others are...
struggling.
Everyone's
human.
It's just like,
everyone's human.
Or they didn't enjoy it, or they felt shit. Or sometimes it's not even supposed to be a good session. It's supposed to be a session where you literally
struggle.
Or you just sit on a bike and you go at it so easy. Would most people call that a good session? I don't know. It really depends on who interprets that. But, like, it is a good session, but it doesn't have to, like, it doesn't have to be like
full on
sweaty
all the
or
time.
Full on, or like what you envisage as being a good session. Or what we think of being a good session.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, that's why, you know, I wanted Natasha to be on this podcast today, because she is someone who has always preached that it is about this journey that you are on, and it is about you seeing and visualizing health and fitness as a lifestyle, not necessarily always having a goal. Goals are fantastic things to have, and I feel like you should really have them. But at the same time, your ultimate goal should always be to implement health and fitness as a lifestyle, not just to be in a bikini.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I've done before, and it's not been fulfilling. And it's more fulfilling now knowing that, you know, I'm going to finish up today and I would have had a great workout, or even a shitty workout, but nonetheless, I went to the gym. And that's fantastic for me. But yeah, I hope you guys truly enjoyed today's podcast. Let me know what you thought, and always, your feedback is always, always welcome here. Make sure that you are following Natasha on all of her socials. Her YouTube is probably one of the most inspiring fitness pages that I've ever come across. Oh, and the fact that she's my friend, and if I ever need her help, she's right there. Well, that's just a true blessing. Make sure that you are subscribed to this channel and give us a cheeky rating. Natasha, thank you so much for being here.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And remember, guys, I love you always and forever. Bye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.